The Seattle area cultural community was hit hard by the recession. Hit hard, but not dismantled. During the coming year, KUOW and the Seattle Times will introduce you to some of the people who are shaping our region's cultural landscape. We call the series 13 for 13. Today we meet Yoko Ott. As KUOW's Marcy Silman reports, Ott is a woman who adores contemporary art, and she wants you to care about it too.
Contemporary art is one of those things nobody can really pin down. It's made by living artists, and it's anything and everything from performance to painting. And it means something different to everyone who looks at it, as Woody Allen finds out in this film.
It's quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does it say to you?
It restates the negativeness of the universe, the hideous, lonely emptiness of existence.
Really? Well, contemporary art is a little bit like baseball. If you don't know at least a few of the rules, you may be baffled by it, even scared.
I understand that the coolness of the pure white gallery and that's the very contemporary space is intimidating to some people.
That's Yoko Ott. She's built her reputation promoting cutting-edge art as a curator and an educator. But just like the rest of us, Ott wasn't born knowing the art rules.
Oh, no. It doesn't get any further away from the contemporary art scene on a little island in the middle of the Pacific, let me tell you.
Yoko Ott grew up on the leeward side of Oahu. She didn't know any artists. She didn't even decide to study art until the late 1990s when she got to the University of Washington. Initially, Ott planned to be a studio artist, a photographer, but circumstances intervened.
At the time, I was seeing a man who was a musician, and we sort of did a coin toss. It's like, okay, I'm an artist and you're a musician. One of us has to get a job. So I guess it'll be me.
Yoko Ott landed at One Reel, the organization that produces Bumbershoot. Her job was to sort through applicants to the festival's visual arts exhibit.
This was my first job out of college and was organizing all the applications and sort of flagging some of them for the committee to review. And during that process, instead of just simply taking their notes, I'm like, well, I have a thought about this.
If you've been to Bumbershoot, you know that music takes center stage. Most of the festival goers don't come to look at paintings or conceptual installations. Yoko Ott wanted Bumbershoot's visual arts to grab music lovers, to lure them into the galleries and then shake up their ideas. She wanted to present something unexpected.
Maybe not something that an average Bumbershoot audience would see, but then did give those who are participating, the curators and the artists, the opportunity to have massive exposure.
Ott sees contemporary art as a conversation between the makers and the viewers. Although she loves to discuss what she sees with her art world friends,
it's more satisfying to me when someone off the street would come in and just say, "What is this?" and end up staying for half an hour and having a conversation and just being thrilled.
By the time she left One Reel, Ott was coordinating Bumbershoot's visual arts, but she wanted to be more than an arts festival organizer. Meanwhile, across town, the Fry Art Museum was looking for somebody who could reach out to people that didn't normally go to art museums. Somebody like Yoko Ott with her Bumbershoot track record.
That's when I got an email from someone here at the Fry who said, wondering if you want to apply for this new position we're creating.
For most of its long life, the Fry Art Museum, near Seattle's St. James Cathedral, was best known for free admission and for a collection of traditional paintings left to the museum by its benefactors, Charles and Emma Fry.
Who doesn't want to look at ducks and naked ladies?
Well, young adults and teenagers, they just weren't coming to the Fry. So the museum hired Yoko Ott to bring in younger audiences. Instead of pursuing the traditional route of writing curricular materials for docents to present to kids, Ott pushed to hire local artists. She wanted them to let teens in on some of the rules of the contemporary art game.
I don't hold back. I'm not bashful when it comes to advocating for programs or advocating for an audience that I feel isn't really being served.
What she was doing in the education department was great.
Jen Graves writes about visual art for The Stranger. Graves says introducing young people to artists is a first step to understanding contemporary art.
you're terrified because you don't know any artists, you know? And as soon as you kind of know some, then you realize, like, oh, this is, like, really, really fascinating and really all over the place, and there's no two alike.
To the casual observer, Ott's strategy seems to have worked. On a rare sunny December afternoon, hundreds of people packed the Frye Museum galleries. They came to hear live music, part of a celebration of the Frye's 60th anniversary. The crowd ranged from elementary school-aged kids to tattooed 20-somethings to grandparents. Yoko Ott left the Frye Museum in 2008. In the past few years, her focus has shifted from developing audiences to developing opportunities for contemporary artists. After all, there's no point cultivating an arts audience if there's nothing for them to look at. Last summer, Ott teamed up with arts patron Sherry Benke to create a new foundation. The goal is to promote local artists. Yoko Ott's work now really isn't so different from what she did at Bumbershoot. For her, it's all about turning people on to the art that she loves.
You have that moment when it just feels so good. You just can't believe how good it feels because you're looking at something that someone has put together and it's so smart. It's so smart. You're just like, oh, how did they think about that? It's so rewarding. I could never imagine that not being a part of our world.
If Yoko Ott has her way, contemporary art will be part of your world, too. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.